for relation to this point?
Well, you're asking me a question. You said I'm going to ask Joe and Paul a question.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And yeah. So who is to answer?
So who's to answer? Yeah. So, I mean, just to pick up on this thing, I don't know, sitting here, what the status is of the hotel plan for Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. If that hotel plan has already been well developed with full participation and it's a sustainable plan, then that information is in proper format available, then it's fine. But if any of these issues, housing or tourism or whatever, plans are in a very bad form, then these plans will need to be developed. Then they're going to take some time because they need to be sustainable. They have to be done with proper public participation and proper participation from the stakeholders. Then I think the ultimate test for a responsible plan is that we can identify exactly where Kai Tak stands within the harbour as a whole and not on its own. Now, and that decision is again a group decision, so that is where we then come to your 1.5. But that 1.5 public participation process of where Kai Tak sits within the entire harbour requires an enormous amount of input, which we just have been raised questions for, but we haven't answered yet. And that is very much upon the government and depending on the status of each individual study. My final point, really, that I just forgot to mention is I noticed that there was an expansion of the area during this public consultation feedback from people. The question is whether we would take it all the way up to the Lei Yue Moon. It's something that, as a site issue, whether the area that we're going to work is now going to include Lei Yue Moon to, what's that point around the corner there? Kowloon City. But that's a site issue. I think the main issue, I think I've given you the answer of how I see it.
Okay, so for the planners, can you tell us some of the secret tools of the professional planner? How do you come up with an OCP? Yes, Dr. Jim.
我有個問題, out of my ignorance of public participation, methodology, 不知道怎樣做法, 假如有些 proposal 是一兩個人的 wild idea, 那我們怎樣對付, 或者怎樣回應, 譬如有個人說要整個 Dragon Ball City, 我都不知道是什麼來的, 或者 Las Vegas type, 我的 assumption 就是是不是要開賭場, 開賭場在香港來說是一個非常重大的 decision, policy issue 來的, 不是說一個人說可以開賭場就可以賭場的, 那究竟這些 participation, 這些 process, 怎樣應付這些所謂 minority interests, 甚至是某些人的 idiosyncrasy 那類的東西,那怎樣對應呢? 我想了解一下。
Raymond
或者主席,其實我想我們很多時候做規劃來說都是在 看回我們在哪一個層面的規劃的工作，現時我們現在這個工作就是在地區的層面，就來到去重新檢討啟德的發展，在這個範疇之下，當然是有它本身的掣肘，亦都要參考或者考慮其他不同的政策範疇所帶來的指引，這個也是正正是原因，我們很需要去看其他 進行的各個不同的strategic studies 和我們大家的相互交替是怎樣。至於在公眾參與的過程中，其實我們未必一定是打排球或者每個階段一個總結，我自己會這樣看，我們今次做了第一個階段的公眾參與，我們收到很多的意見， 而是我們是怎樣在這麼多的意見之中將它去組合整理，而再將它帶出去公眾那裡，就將那個問題更加聚焦，更加能夠令到大家有一個更加深入的討論。而那個所謂那個 outline concept plan， 我們可以說是當它作為一個概念圖或者概念的意見，但另一方面的看法，我們可以將它看為是將那些不同的公眾意見 用一個圖像表達出來，而希望的目的就是能夠令到大家更加可以聚焦地去討論到底我們的問題在哪裡。如果我們要去做決定的時候，我們怎樣去取捨呢？剛才我們大家討論填海的問題或者是 approach channel的問題是一個好的例子，我們希望是透過不同的概念圖， 而將個問題更加聚焦咁帶出嚟，而更多資料喺嗰度發放出去，令到即係大家去做決定，無論係公眾又好，政府又好，去做個決策嗰陣時，即係我哋係有足夠嘅資料嚟到去即係配合翻我哋嘅決定。即係我諗我哋即係規劃師嚟講，我就希望喺呢個過程入邊，即係能夠即係貢獻到嘅，就希望喺呢一方面做多啲。
我唔係規劃師，但我都幫你補充一點咧，就係喺呢個過程裏邊，其中一個重要嘅概念就係所謂 options 啊。因為喺最初嗰個 public participation 咧，就嘅概念就係所謂 options 啊。因為喺最初嗰個 public participation 咧，就即係係比較開放嘅，即係大家都可以提意見。咁但係去到一個 OCP 嗰個階段咧，就我哋會話俾公眾聽咧，大家係需要有抉擇嘅，即係咁。即係你做咗一樣嘢咧，你就另外一樣嘢可能未必可以做，或者未必可以做得咁盡。咁即係呢個概念喺個即係公眾嘅參與裏邊咧，係需要去加強。咁我哋而家個問題咧就係、是、即係我哋點樣可以幫助，點樣可以協助咧？個政府同埋顧問去做好呢個 1.5 個階段啊。咁剛才嗰個綜合咗大家嘅意見咧，就更多嘅相關資料咧係一個好重要嘅。即係咁而其實呢一方面咧，我估咧就我哋都唔需要太擔心因為如果我嘅理解冇錯咧，政府係有好多資料㗎，咁係睇下點樣去整理咗，然後將一啲有關嘅資料對應翻出嚟。咁例如人口嘅資料，或者剛才提酒店數目嘅資料啊，既然你講旅遊啊，咁旅客嘅資料，咁其實我哋喺個第一階段公眾諮詢裏面。有一些公眾他自己提出的意見呢，他都給了很多資料的，所以資料呢其實 就應該本身不是問題，問題是怎樣去將它 present 得好、資料是一方面，另外一個、有幾位成員都提了的意見呢，就是一種 participatory planning， 即是那個、方式呢 就最好不是、我們整了幾個 option 給他選，而是呢、可以有個過程讓公眾大家都有機會去選擇同埋對下話，咁有呢個咁嘅意見提咗出嚟啊。咁呢啲係咪喺下一個階段、下一步裏面可以做得到嘅嘢咧 ？Iris，
主席，其實我想睇翻我哋嗰次嗰個 community workshop，即係其實嗰個咧，我覺得都係幾近。即係而家講緊嗰個 participatory planning 嗰樣嘢，因為其實嗰一日咧，我記得好慶合合嘅，即係每個 group 啲人咧都好踴躍咁去諗，即係自己嗰個 theme 係乜嘢啊？要因應呢個 theme， 我哋可以有啲乜嘢用途係即係最吸引啊、最 rational 啊咁，甚至乎有啲啊諗埋即係嗰啲 connections 啊、嗰啲 transport 嘅 network 啊咁。咁所以其實雖然即係係好短時間。即係嗰個係一個下晝，咁但係我覺得嗰、那個其實嗰個用意都好，即係其實好類同阿 Joseph 講嗰個情況。當然即係如果我哋去揾翻曬所有提意見嗰200多個，即係或者個500多人翻嚟，咁如果要真係要再一次咁樣集中翻曬，我就即係我覺得個難度係好高嘅。即係如果我喺好多人底下去再傾一啲即係 physical planning 嘅嘢，因為嗰個唔係淨係擺用途，而係即係佢有好多 interface 嘅，即係中間嚇。咁我有個咁嘅提議咧，即係睇下大家個意見係點。因為其實首先即係我要解釋一下，而家我哋做緊嘅咧，即係我哋其實過去我哋冇停過嘅，其實就不停咁樣同好多政府部門咧，就正正就係有好多意見，我哋其實都唔知道喺個 overall policy picture 係點樣樣。我哋其實過去嗰兩三個禮拜咧，就不停將呢啲咧篩選咗出嚟，然之後問翻 relevant 嘅 bureau 同埋 department， 就希望佢哋俾到一個清晰啲嘅 picture 俾我哋。即係例如喺個 territory 入邊嗰個office government headquarters， 原來係決定擺 Tema 噶啦。咁即係呢啲咧，我哋其實係會即係將嗰個 answer 擺翻出嚟。 咁至於你話即係其他嗰啲，譬如你話 hotel 啊、office 嗰啲，我都幾肯定係有數目，但係即係我理解就係、是，即係我都幫好多 developers process 嗰啲 application process 完咗佢，即係你唔知佢幾時 implement 噶嘛，佢坐喺度好耐都未必即係發生噶嘛，所以即係我哋又唔係一個 control economy，即係我哋好難話，因為有咁多尺。有人 apply 咗就啲樣嘢一定會發生，我諗又唔係咁。咁所以我哋睇嘅時候呢，就係話既然有好多人嘅意見喺呢度都覺得適合做 tourism 同啲 recreation 啊、leisure 嘅嘢呢，我哋就盡量即係喺個 theme 上呢去表達出嚟。咁但係嗰個 land use parcel 呢，就唔一定話一定呢個係 hotel， 一定呢個就係個 museum， 即而係有一個比較 broad 嘅concept 可以再拎翻出嚟，因為我哋正如主席你講，我哋唔係用一個 option 出街，即係我哋應該係側重喺有人提出話，即係希望多啲 quality housing， 咁可能喺嗰個 theme 入邊咧會睇到，唔係話冇曬啲 recreation 嘅嘢嘅，不過咧係多啲 element in housing， 咁嗰個樣係點咧？嗰、那個即係你哋滿唔滿意咧？而另一個係可能重點多啲喺 recreation， 不過唔係冇曬 housing 嘅咁。咁變咗咧就即係可能具體化一啲拎出嚟嘅時候咧，就會容易啲大家再傾。咁喺嗰個過程中，我哋可能就比較容易啲處理，可能係話我唔知道係咪 instead of 再 group 埋啲人一齊去 plan 咧，就係我哋有一啲 idea 拎出嚟，而佢哋可以比較 concrete 啲去睇到，然之後去 comment。最後一樣嘢咧，就係話佢哋好多嗰啲 individual proposals 咧，其實都係可以 fit in 嘅。即係例如舉例，佢哋講需要underground shopping street、luxury hotels 呢啲，我哋即係譬如喺嗰個provision 入邊咧，係絕對可以反映出嚟嘅。咁就即係呢個係即係我少少意見。
好，如果我冇理解你錯，就用另一個方式去表達出嚟咧，即係你哋嘅意思係再搞多一兩次嗰種 workshop 啊。咁不過咧個分別就係呢種 workshop 當時搞咧就 open 好多啊。咁而家你下一個階段搞咧，就你會俾一啲 option 出嚟啦，就即係唔會完全係 open 噶啦，你就會俾一個即係比較 recreation 多啲嘅，咁大家點樣做法咧？housing 多少少又點做法？即係咁樣嘅，然後都係會帶participant 去做嘅，咁叫 workshop 係咪咁解？
我係咁嘅意見啦，
真係。哦 ，OK 嚇。
即
係
我諗佢即係大概都係咁嘅意思，但係就即係如果我哋諗緊嘅就話，如果我哋喺第一個階段收集咗啲意見之後，即係如果我哋可以將呢啲意見具體啲咁樣反映出嚟嘅話咧，咁可能會即係幫到大家，即係再傾嗰陣時。因為如果你一擺咗張圖度咧，大家會較為容易睇到一個用途同另外一個用途，大家個吻合或者唔吻合嘅地方喺邊度咧，或者大家個互相個制衡喺邊度咧，會容易啲去理解。咁至於再跟住即係話我哋第二階段，即係我哋第二階段中有一個公眾參與嘅，那個亦都係即係一個較為即係大型嘅公眾參與嘅。咁喺 in between 第一階段同埋第二階段，即中間我哋可以即係做到幾多咧？咁呢度我諗我哋可以即係大家係去諗諗。
好啊。咁我想委員睇下有冇咩意見可以俾到咧？即係如果真係要去進行呢個下一階段 ，Paul。
However, the issue remains content.I mean, I'm not too concerned about the process at this stage. It's just what was the content for when we go to see these people. Again, we've got to get very clear options. Are we going to go back and say, well, government office was suggested, but we don't put it there because we have it in Tamar? Or are we going to say, the benefit of government offices as a node here in Kuntung, next to Kuntung would be, and if we were to have it in Tamar, it would require, are we going to have those a balanced view? Are we going to say,cruise terminals could be here, could be there, would be best here. What is the information we're going to provide in that document? Are we just going to give you a couple of drawings and already exclude and include things that we think, as a small group, are going to be the right thing? And which then means the small group is pretty much government planning. And we're going to dictate where we're going to go. To me, without proper context, but our homework and well proven,I don't think we're going to go forward towards a sustainable plan by having a meeting with a few kind of like more detailed.
But I mean, the question is how are we going to help move this along?
Well, I can't.
So other than posing a question, is the suggestion?
Well, the suggestion is very specific. We've got to get the information on the table. If there has been very good judgments, I see here the government officers should be in Tamar. If there's a very good study on why it should be there and not in Kuntong, and we think it's not going to help Kuantong, then it can be documented and put in. There's got to be an a substantive work coming out of this first before we can go to the next step.
You mean the government should be providing this information, or do you want this to come out from the debate amongst the people who are involved?
I think step one is information, status of all the studies and all the background. Stage two will be the discussion. We can't go this to the discussion with a couple of drawings. We have to have a very substantive response to all the issues that are being raised, all these
articles. Hang on, I must raise a caution on the word all the issues, because it's easy for us or for critics to say that you should provide all the information, but when we're doing actual planning, and I have to remind the members that we are here as a committee to help facilitate the planning for Southeast Kowloon. We're not just here as critics.
I'm not a critic here on this one.
I think it's important to not to use terms like all the information, but to be specific. Which is the kind of information that we want to be provided
by
the government.
Let's take a yellow pen, go through the document, and every potential component and alternative component and mark them with a yellow pen. Yeah. Then we have one list.
Right.
Against those lists is basically policy and areas that might be having a more generic
term. That's fair. That also answers Professor Jim's question about those idiosyncratic
would resolve also the ones that are basically nonsense requirements.
We can have some kind of so-called proportional response. If you have a lot of people asking for something and we cannot meet that kind of request, then we have to we have to explain more.
Yeah.
But if it is just one or two persons' idiosyncratic ideas, then maybe we don't need to explain too much.
It's
a kind of proportional response. Yes.
But I come out of creative field, so sometimes that one suggestion from that one person might be the entire savior for the whole of Hong Kong. So don't deny creativity for some idiosyncratic commentary. So I think, but anyway, I think we all agree. But again, we got that list.
Yeah.
If we do take the yellow mark, and we can take policy against it. And definitely, it has to be put in context of the entire.
Actually, I think that this is a great suggestion. In fact, how would you like the idea, Raymond, of a session just amongst the subcommittee, like a preparatory session, to help you plan those stage 1.5? That is, we have our own stage 1.2.
We need a lot of information for that meeting.
Right. Involving only the committee.
I think, Chairman, that would be useful. I would strongly support that. Because, I was going to say that actually a lot of those issues or suggestions raised or collected in the public consultations could have been, you know, a result that the public is not fully aware of. You know, a lot of work had actually gone into the various issues. I mean, for example, you talk about the siting of the central government offices, the new central government offices. There had been studies going on, and likewise, you know, therefore there could be other, you know, in-depth studies that had taken place on different topics. So I think the government would have to a certain extent, you know, the readily available information that could an answer those issues that have already been raised. But I think also, I would like to also emphasize the point that sometimes, there could be a situation whereby the government had some policy decisions which, because of various reasons, were being implemented but not realized. And if we're suggesting that, hey, come on, forget about all the previous work done, and let's completely look at the thing anew, that I don't think that is an entirely responsible attitude. In the sense that, okay, why don't we put the things on the table and let's see what had been done already, and see, you know, what are the defects before us before we can jump to a conclusion saying that, you know, we should not do this, we should not do that. Okay, and I think it will be useful if we can have another session in-house before we go public.
Yes. So to summarize a bit, the so-called stage 1.5 is still something that involves the public, right? But it is before stage 2. But in stage 1.5, it's not an exercise just among ourselves. So before we go about that, it will be useful for us, just internally, to have a session, perhaps not in this setting, but in planning table, right? With drawings and all different kinds of sign pens, to work on how to best run the stage 1.5. And Joe, we'll be relying a lot on your views